At the Bayer Ag Issues Forum, I'm visiting with Beth Roden. And Beth, I'd like to talk a little bit about this Ag Issues Forum. As I understand it, this is the eighth annual forum being put on by Bayer Crop Science. Just if you could maybe look back a little bit, where have we come from to where we are today?
Yeah, thanks, Chuck. So Ag Issues Forum was started 8 years ago as a way to connect with agricultural-based media and dialogue around topics that are impacting the industry. And over the years, we've really wanted to create this invitation-only experience where we're bringing in not just the Bayer point of view in terms of what we see happening in the marketplace, but really bringing in thought leaders and folks in the industry and outside the industry to come in and talk about marketplace trends, global issues, down to, you know, local things that are happening. Tomorrow we've got a great grower panel, diverse perspective, diverse group of individuals coming in to talk about their farming practices, how trends are impacting what they do, and how they're looking to diversify some of their what they do on a day-to-day basis to be able to compete in this ever-changing marketplace.
So have you seen kind of like a growth in the attendance here?
So purposely, we look to keep it as a smaller group of individuals coming in. So it's an invitation-only event. So we get all kinds of folks calling us and asking and requesting to come and attend the Ag Issues. But we keep it to an invite-only type of forum so that we keep the group smaller. We bring in industry folks, so leaders from ASA, NOG, corn growers, et cetera. And then, of course, some of our key subject matter experts and leaders from Bayer Crop Science. So it's really about, you know, creating this forum where we can dialogue, converse, challenge each other's thinking, and come back with some great stories, articles, posts, blog posts for the journalists to take back to their readers, their listeners, and their viewers.
Yeah, I think I'm going to have a few of those by the time I leave here. We're gathering them rather quickly. Here already we've seen some of that thought-provokingness. We heard an individual from Accenture pretend like he was out in the future looking back at agriculture. That I thought was an interesting thing to do. Hadn't really heard that concept before. What kind of feedback do you get from the ag journalists themselves that come here?
Yeah, over and over and time again, we'll do a post-event survey, and just the dialogue and conversations we have, folks really like the cutting edge, the different perspectives, bringing in folks that maybe we wouldn't have access to on a regular basis, so that it gives you new information, new thought starters, new ideas of ways you could cover topics and what's happening in agriculture to bring back to your viewers, your readers, your listeners. So overall, it's positive feedback.
Is it a challenge, or what kind of a challenge is it to try to have relevant matter, new, fresh, year to year for this type of event?
Yeah, I think, you know, we as a communications and marketing communications organization get together and think through, you know, what have we seen? What are we talking about? What do we see as challenges and opportunities? And then we start to work and think about, well, who are some of the thought leaders in those spaces? And then how do we approach them to bring them in, to offer them up as a different point of view or as a different perspective to the media during the Ag Issues Forum?
Well, I appreciate the opportunity to be here again this year. Last year was my first time, and looking forward to the rest of our program. Thanks for taking a look here at the Ag Issues Forum, which we are attending. That's Beth Roden with Bayer Crop Science, and I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.